Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today we're going to be discussing about the justice of God, and we say that God is a being which is just. But a group of materialists have coercively made use of issue of unpredictable occurrences of calamities and difficulties which occur in the life of a human being as an excuse to deny the justice of God, and sometimes to deny even the existence of God. So they have taken it too far. They have misunderstood the philosophy behind the natural calamities, and they have misunderstood the philosophy behind these natural incidents and these natural catastrophes. And based on their lack of understanding, they have reached some wrong conclusions. So in this show, we're going to be talking about few of the points which explains the philosophy behind these catastrophes and natural calamities, and at the same time, our understanding of why we claim that God is still just even after all these calamities. So we said that this philosophy, in order to understand this, we have to understand a few points. The first one is relative judgment and limited knowledge, which we covered. The second one is warnings and heads up, and we have covered that too. The third one that we're going to be talking about today is to nurture the human beings. The fourth one is trigger to turn back to God. The fifth one is revive the spirit of life. The sixth one is self-made difficulties. Well, brothers and sisters, we should not create difficulties for ourselves. But at the same time, it often happens that difficulties increase our willpower, just like iron, which is strengthened when placed in hot smelting pots. In the smelting pots of difficulties, we become experienced and more persevering. War is basically not good, but sometimes a difficult and long war causes the abilities of a nation to blossom and transforms dispersion into unity and quickly makes up for our falling behind. And we have seen this all along the history of humanity. A famous Arab historian says, "The blossoming of civilization has appeared throughout history in various parts of the world. It followed a country being attacked by a powerful foreign country, being awakened and mobilizing their forces." So, brothers and sisters, these difficulties and these calamities, the natural calamities and the natural catastrophes, they are there sometimes to nurture the human beings. This is one of the philosophies behind it. Allah wants to nurture the humanity. And sometimes there are hard ways for us to learn easy things. This is one of those things. We need to be nurtured. How do we get nurtured? Sometimes through natural calamities. With this, we're going to go for a short break. And once we come back, we're going to continue talking about this topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mehdi. In this part, we discuss natural calamities as a means for nurturing human beings. Now, the world in recent decades has been faced with numerous natural calamities, and as I like to call them, natural phenomenon, that are way out of our control. We have been faced with hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, wildfires, volcanoes, and tsunamis, just to name a few. These natural calamities, which are an integral part of this natural world, are in the big picture a part of a bigger puzzle called creation. These natural calamities can also be a means for nurturing human beings. Now, you must be thinking, Brother Mahdi, you have lost your mind. But really, let's take the issue piece by piece and see how natural calamities can become a means for nurturing and helping human beings to grow spiritually. So, first of all, natural calamities, they make us feel powerless, small, weak. We realize that the natural world has a power that we cannot control, and many times it seems that there is nothing we can do to save ourselves other than to pray. We have examples of the tsunami a few years ago in Japan, or the recent earthquakes in Iran, or Hurricane Katrina in the United States. How small and insignificant and powerless we felt in the face of these natural phenomena. And when we feel weak, we then turn towards a greater power that can help us, that can save us, and that power is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, natural calamities become a means for us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another means that natural calamities help us to grow spiritually is by waking us up and forcing us to realize that we are all not all that we think we are. In this modern age of technological advancements, scientific breakthroughs, medical wonders such as cloning, we consider ourselves to be so mighty. There has never been a more advanced and modern time than ours, right? Wrong. This sense of arrogance and flawed pride has been destroying the soul of our global society for centuries. You know, we think we know everything. We think we can do anything. We think we are the greatest. Well, these natural calamities have shown us how weak we really are. Katrina, the tsunami in Japan, this out-of-control forest fires that we see, and all these natural phenomena show us how small and weak we truly are, how powerless we truly are. So these natural calamities break the back of our arrogance and our pride. They teach us that we are still quite powerless and insignificant in comparison with something as weak as a whole bunch of water or earth moving around, or a strong gust of wind. And if we are small when compared to wind, earth, fire, and water, how small are we in view of the cosmos? And finally, how small are we when compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This in turn should help us to turn towards Allah and begin to realize His ultimate power and start to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, dear listeners, we see that natural calamities are a means for the nurturing and spiritual growth of human beings, so perhaps I wasn't so crazy after all. Thanks for listening. We leave you in the best of care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of natural calamities and those catastrophes like hurricanes and floods and similar other calamities that take place around the globe. So some people have taken it too far where they have actually denied the existence of God because of these natural calamities, and there are some others who have claimed that because these calamities are taking place, hence Allah is not just. We say this is a wrong notion, and we're trying to explain the rationale behind these natural calamities and how in the presence of these calamities, Allah is still just. Today we're talking about nurturing the human beings. One of the reasons and one of the philosophies of these natural calamities and catastrophes like earthquakes and floods is because Allah desires to nurture human being. And when a human being goes through a difficulty, some sort of catastrophe, it actually gives it the boost to blossom and to use all of its potentials. Of course, reactions to difficulties are not similar among all people in all societies. One group falls into despair, weakness, and pessimism and reaches a negative conclusion, but there are individuals who have the right attitude when faced by these difficulties and are stimulated, mobilized by them, begin to move, and they are filled with excitement and enthusiasm. But because in such situations, many people judge by what appears on the surface, they only see the bitterness and difficulties and ignore the positive and constructive effects. We do not claim that all bitter events have such effects in a human being, but at least some people are in this way. So if you look at the history of mankind, every time they were faced with a difficult situation, let it be a natural or unnatural, right? They actually tried to come up with ways to deal with that difficulty and deal with that situation. That helped them nurture, sometimes as individuals and other times as groups and another time as nations. And this is what one of the philosophies behind these natural calamities is. So this by no means is a proposal that can be accepted from those non-Muslims and that group which considers to Allah to be unjust. This can never be added up. The way they see the natural calamities from its surface level and start making these claims that, oh, Allah does not exist, God does not exist. Well, what do you mean? Your understanding is shallow. If you study the life of geniuses of the world, you will see that almost all of them suffered difficulties and great misfortunes. There are fewer people who are raised in comfort and luxury, who have shown themselves to be geniuses and who have arisen to a high position. A good commander of an army is a person who has seen a difficult and long battle. Their economic genius are people who have fallen into difficulties in the economic market. Great politicians are those who have passed through hard and difficult political struggles. In summary, we can say that the difficulties and anguishes which human beings bear nurtures them. Quran in chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "It may be that you dislike a thing, and God brings about through it a great deal of good."
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.